334, no tax.
Manny Moe and Jack have been picked to help solve our deficit problems on the Hill. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that's where we start, for just a second anyway. The Republicans named kind of a wild mix of partisan types and others to the new congressional committee. The whole idea is they've got to come up with a debt-cutting compromise, right? But it's unlikely when you think of what former Senator Alan Simpson, a Republican from Wyoming, is calling the Dirty Dozen. I think that they're going to end up wrestling all over the floor and nothing's going to happen. You look at the Republican opposition to tax increase, I get it, and you look at the Democrats who want nothing to do with cutting Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, any of that. The interesting thing is that I don't think these 12, meaning 6 Republicans, 6 Democrats, I don't think these 12 are going to come up with any kind of, I don't think they're going to come up with any kind of plan they agree with. I don't think that's going to happen. We've got chaos in our financial markets. It looks like we're back in 2008, and this bipartisan plan trying to trim $1.5 trillion from the government's debt over the coming decade, this group has a really good shot at failure. I hate to be negative, but probably that's what happens here. John Boehner picked a few, and including on the House side, a Republican, Jeb Hensarling from Texas, who is kind of a rising star on the Republican side of things anyway, and also looked around and decided, how about the House Ways and Means Chairman Dave Camp? And how about Fred Upton? And these guys are both Michigan Republicans, so they're on the committee. As for the Senate side, and this is Republicans, mind you, Mitch McConnell picked John Kyle of Arizona. He's stepping aside in 2013. I like John Kyle. I like his views on immigration and on Second Amendment rights. Also, Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. He was somebody who was really picked with the Tea Party blessing and was backed by them. And another freshman senator, Rob Portman from Ohio. This is a guy who was a trade rep for George W. Bush, and people like him maybe as somebody on the ticket for 2012. On the Democratic side of things, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid chose Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington, also who co-chairs, by the way, the Debt Committee, also Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair John Kerry. We know John Kerry, right? Does he need an introduction? Massachusetts, longtime senator, ran for president. How about Senate Finance Committee Chairman? I think I've mentioned this before on the air. I'm not surprised that Max Baucus gets the nod, too, on the Democratic side of things. He actually is an interesting guy because he backed Bush's 2001 tax cuts. He's in this panel, too. In the meantime, so far, Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, hasn't named 3 members, but has to do so by next week. This balanced approach, I think, is not going to happen with this group. And when we say balanced approach, what we keep hearing now, balanced approach, these buzzwords, meaning spending cuts and revenue tax increases. I'm going to say Godspeed and good luck with that. Because remember, the Gang of 6, and that was the Senate, that bipartisan group of senators who had trillions in mind and spending cuts and tax boosts, if you will, this year. None of them, by the way, were named to the panel. And Baucus, Camp, and Hensarling, though, were members of the Deficit Commission that Simpson headed up. Now, if you just tuned in and I'm rattling off all these senators and congresspeople, I prefaced it by saying, good luck, they have a great chance at failure, because I don't believe, even though most Americans, including myself, believe that we're on the wrong track and the economic fear is overwhelming on most of us, I still don't think they get it, and I don't see anything that's going to come out of this group where it's not going to kick into the automatic cuts. I don't see that they're going to be able to do that. There's real, I think, divide, and I don't see what's going to stop that trigger, because there's an automatic trigger of spending cuts in lots of hundreds of defense and domestic programs. In fact, Leon Panetta is furious about all of that, saying, look, what do you want me to do? How am I supposed to have these wars and not be able to funnel the money I need in certain directions? Yeah. All right, speaking of playing politics, Republican senators in Wisconsin were facing recall, but what's interesting is, and we saw this happen, this was coming in on our previous show, the Wisconsin Republicans shocked a lot of people. They held off the Democrats in the recall elections because they were fighting for their gigs. And this all relates back to what happened with the unions and that standoff in Wisconsin. And there were millions of bucks that were pumped in from labor groups to try to get rid of the Republicans. And it certainly kind of shed some light on the support that was there for Governor Scott Walker. And he took massive backlash in curbing public employees' union rights. I mean, basically, he crippled the unions in one sense, and you all know the story. And if you're anti-union, you totally get it, or if you see what's happened with unions, then you get what happened in Wisconsin. And if you're a strong pro-union and you saw what was going on in Wisconsin, you probably were pretty upset and gasping for air, thinking, oh, no, is this going to happen in other places? So to sum it all up, the bottom line is at the end of the day, the Republicans still were able to hang on to control. And what does this mean for next year? Who knows? Because I think locally and I think on the national level, everything is up for grabs. People need jobs. People need money. People need to be able to stay in houses. People who are looking for a house, good luck, because I don't know how you get one in these times if you're just kind of scraping by. We've killed the mortgage industry, and still the other shoe hasn't completely dropped on that one, and that's part of the problem. So we're seeing some of the worst drops on Wall Street and in the Dow since 1899. I can't make up these numbers. The Dow down 519 points. It's ugly out there. We're going to talk more about that on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America, this is the way I see it. I used to occasionally buy a lottery ticket, you know, when I was back in New Jersey, even in New York, even in Texas, even in California. When I say occasionally buy a lottery ticket, you know, a couple of bucks, just for fun, because the pots got high, so everybody caught the fever. But it was an amazing thing. I would be in line, and you may be one of these people, or you might have witnessed this yourself. I'd be in line and I would see people with, like, Tony Soprano bankrolls. You know what I'm talking about? Like, mafia rolls is what we call them, where the bills, and even women, where the bills were folded over and they were thick. It was just a pile of bills, and they would pull them out of their purse or their pockets or whatever. And they would pound them down for the lottery, buying hundreds of dollars of lottery tickets, and I would just be amazed by that. Like, wow, are you kidding me? How much do they think they're possibly going to win spending hundreds of dollars? They must just feel like the more chances, the more they clog it up, the more of a chance they have of hitting the big lottery. And really, usually when someone hits the lottery, you see them on the Today Show or somewhere else, and they just bought a dollar's worth of lottery tickets, one try at it, or maybe a couple of them, or they were part of a group at some plant somewhere working with a whole bunch of people. So the Powerball was up to $220 million. And more people were interested in the Powerball than who's being appointed to this super committee trying to solve the deficit. And, you know, we all fantasize about what would you do if you hit $22 million. And if you say you don't fantasize about that kind of stuff, then you're lying. So here's what a few of the people had to say.
I buy a house in the Keys.
I don't know. Share it. I have to share it. Lamborghini, Bugatti, Porsche, Porto.
Isn't that interesting? Houses and cars. And then a lot of times people will dump when they win money into jewelry, which I don't get that. Some jewels I understand, but where they're just like gauded out. And it's like they went into a jewelry store and just bought everything in there. So the Powerball was $220 million. There was a winner, and the winner was from, I believe, Minnesota, where our mothership is. Yes. If I'm right about that, the great state of Minnesota. Somebody is a little bit richer now. They even tell you where. It's interesting. They tell you where they sold the ticket to. You know, at some gas station or wherever. And then those people get a chunk of the money. So if you're playing Powerball, it's down to a measly $20 million. But I'm making the point that there's more faith in, forget it. The markets are down. The markets are tumbling. We can't count on any of this. So let's just play the lottery. Let's go out to the Indian casinos. Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe we'll win a little bit. And we'll be able to pay that electric bill that's sky high, right? So the reality is there is no reality with the stock market. The Dow finished 519 points down. After shooting back up on Tuesday, tanking on Wednesday, of course, Monday was a horrific day. So there is no cover. There is no place to hide when it comes to Wall Street. And the points, it's insane when you watch this thing, it'll just soar in a couple of different directions. And it's very much like what we were seeing in 2008. When you would see that, where the Dow would have wild fluctuations. And, of course, that was the whole banking thing. And there was a sell-off, and that means people, investors are saying, forget it, and they're heading for the hills. Probably they're dumping stocks. And so the market is going up and down, and that's how it's been for the past 2 weeks. But there's been extreme examples of the swing. Tuesday swinging 600 points in just an hour and 45 minutes on the heels of the Fed statement that they're going to keep interest rates the lowest they've ever been. And here's the thing. Okay, they're keeping interest rates the lowest they've ever been, but where are you getting the money to borrow? I mean, who's giving you the loans? Good luck trying to get a loan. And that points to the housing market. Points to that directly. So I don't know, maybe it's not so silly to plunk a couple of dollars here and there on the lottery. Here's a big, big story having nothing to do with money other than the money for the war, but one that I have to say is the attaboy moment of the week. After the Taliban brought down the Chinook chopper in eastern Afghanistan, and by the way, the numbers have changed. It was 17 Navy SEALs because now bodies have been identified. They were flown to Dover Air Force Base, as we know, and that happened on Tuesday. So a Marine Corps General John Allen had a news conference at the Pentagon and said that an F-16 airstrike took out about 10 insurgents involved on that helicopter, you know, on the attack on that helicopter that crashed over the weekend. And that they also, in that strike, killed a Taliban leader, Mullah Bulah, and the actual insurgent who fired the grenade at the helicopter. They got that info on the ground, and they said there was absolutely maximum high degree of confidence that it was absolutely the person who fired the grenade was the person who was killed. But they wouldn't, you know, this general wouldn't say much more than that. Now there's all this speculation about Navy SEAL Team 6 and whether or not the people that were just killed had the intelligence information about who was on that helicopter. And I'm asking you, what do you believe? First of all, we're never getting the whole truth here anyway. We're lucky if we get half of the truth. So there were 17 SEALs, 5 Navy Special Ops troops who helped the SEALs, 3 Air Force airmen, a 5-member Army air crew, a military dog, and 7 Afghan commandos and an Afghan interpreter. I mean, that chopper was loaded. They're still investigating it, but in a sense, but they got their guys, took them out, said there was no civilian casualties. The other thing that has come out, so I'm asking you if you believe that they didn't know who was on that Chinook when it was coming in. I know some of you have sent me emails where you say you think that they didn't know and it was just a lucky attack. I'm not so sure about that, but I don't think that we'll be able to nail it down. Because this is info that they're really holding as tight as a drum. They're playing this very close to the vest. But the investigation anyway is going to look at some crash things. Like they're going to look at they'll probably rule out the mechanical, the terrain, the weather, all that stuff. Since they say it was shot down, they're going to look at how it moved heading into the fighting zone. I mean, these are heavy helicopters, so they don't have that agility to maneuver around. Obviously you're just a sitting duck in the air on a Chinook, especially if somebody knows you're going to be there and they're looking for you, which is why it makes you kind of think, makes sense. Do you really think that all of the people that Navy SEAL Team 6, that not one of them was involved in the Osama bin Laden deal? Or do you think that that's what that was all about? No transparency, trust me, on this one. None. We're not going to get it. And a lot of you have already thrown me your thoughts, but if you want to call, you can, 800-259-5791. We're going to check the mailbag next, and I've got several emails about what happened and did they know who was on the chopper and all that sort of stuff. Also, many of you have reacted to now what's happened in the wake of the deficit ceiling being lifted, what's happening on Wall Street. And, in fact, some of you, too, specifically, suggested where our money should go. And one suggesting you hope that we're not going to be walking around with Chinese money in the near future. And I laugh, but hey, it's not completely out of the question. For the first time ever, I would say, ooh, I might be a little bit worried about that maybe 6, 7 years, maybe 10 years from now. All right, we're heading to the mailbag next here on ATN.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
I don't want me to live yet.
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Every show, I always say, if you want to vent your spleen, or you just have some thoughts on the show or anything else, send them to us. Go to the website, americatonight.net, click on the email, and away we go. A lot of you respond, always, some thoughtful emails. This is a smart crew that listens to America Tonight, so pat yourself on the back. You're not a bunch of zombies, and there are 30 million plus Americans or people in America that are alive and kicking, or they think they're alive and kicking at this time of the wee hours, third shifters, a lot of you getting off of work, some of you even going to work. I had a TV anchorman who actually is pretty well known, I won't say his name, who said that he catches the show because he's heading into makeup. Doesn't that sound funny? I'm heading into makeup, waking up, headed in for makeup, and I'm listening to the show. Anyway, to all of you, we appreciate your support here on ATN. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Thanks, Homer. It is a ooh. All right, here, let's go to our first one, and this is from Chrissy, who says, Kate, I am so outraged by what happened to those poor souls on that helicopter over the weekend in Afghanistan. Why do we continue to stay in that hellish place? I can only imagine how those families feel. In fact, I can't imagine how those families feel. It sickens me as to what has happened. Although I did catch this right before I sent you this email. I did catch a story that we did kill the people who were involved in that. So that's a good thing. At least there's some retribution, if you will, although I doubt it eases the pain that those family members are feeling. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I can't imagine. I wouldn't want to be in those shoes. When you're part of a military family, and especially, let's say, the SEALs, but anybody, doesn't matter, you know the sacrifice, you know the possibilities. When somebody, I mean, all of us, we don't, you know, death and taxes, we don't know when that's, well, I won't even put taxes in there. Death, you have no way to know. There's no crystal ball that tells us what's going to happen. But when you serve in the military, you're on the front lines, you're in the bases, any of that kind of stuff. I mean, these are the bravest of the brave. They don't know. Who knows? Hopefully they come back. That's what you want. Playing for another day. Everybody's day to day, but they're playing for another day. Get them back. So it was shocking that that many were killed. And imagine the friendships, too. All part of that Navy SEAL team. They're so tight. And they all go down, you know, in that helicopter. So the good news is, and as she said, that we did nail them. We did get to them as soon as possible. And I do believe that. But I don't think, I'm not so sure I think this in trying to get answers from my own sources. I'm not so sure I believe the line that we've been fed that nobody, the guys, the Taliban who took out that chopper didn't know that there were people of Navy SEAL Team 6 in there, and also that not one of those members was part of the covert crew in the Osama bin Laden raid. I'm not buying that now. I don't think so. And this is just me, my intuition, and based on trying to get information and not getting the information I thought I would that I would be able to get. So I think that means that they're trying to keep it low to the ground, if you will. Let's move to another one. Here we go. This one is from Joe in New York. You know how you know this? Because he says, "Yo, it's Joe in New York." Yo, it's Joe in New York. I cannot believe some of the pictures I saw in the evening news of what was happening in England. I heard you kind of describe it the other night. My goodness. If this happened in my own backyard, I'd be happy that I had a gun. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be standing there idly watching as these gangs go up and down the streets, kick in windows, take whatever it is they want, and set cars on fire. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, must be out of his mind because he cut the police force, from what I understand. Kate, what are they going to do? Yeah, that's a good question. It's pretty quiet now, they're saying, early on Thursday, but they've had days of looting. They've had to add thousands of extra police onto the streets because they cut 30,000 for one. And this is gang activities. I mean, this is gangs that are doing this, all in retaliation to a gang member who was allegedly shot by a cop. So they've arrested so many people, close to 1,500, that they have courts that are just around the clock. They're just staffed around the clock. They're going after looters and vandals and thieves. They have processed kids as young as 10 years old. That's so sad. And, you know, what do you do if you are a shop owner? What do you do if you live in that particular neighborhood? I think some of them are saying enough is enough, and we'll have to, if we have to fight back, then we'll fight back. And one of the things that did happen is that more tension bubbled up. There's a murder investigation going on. Three men were killed in a hit-and-run incident when they went into the streets to defend the shops from being looted. So they were, I'm sure, gunned down with the cars. But the idea was, well, we got to fight back. So that's what we're going to do. Three men hit by a car. And they were 21 to 31 years old. What a waste that is. I mean, how sad is that? Awful. All right, quickly, let's move to a couple of other ones here. Let's see. This one is from The Switch. I kind of like that name. I'm curious about it, but there's nothing that explains who The Switch is. It just says, this is The Switch. I got the lowdown on what's going on. Nobody knows what they're doing in Washington. Time for a break, for a third party, perhaps. Aren't you tired of the blame game? Who did what to who and said and this and that? I can't even stand, Kate, to listen to any of it. It's time for some real fresh blood. Not re-electing the same old, same old. There has to be a shift here, and now is the time for that shift. What do you think? I'll tell you what, the shift is going to happen. I think it's going to happen. I don't know if this can happen before 2012, but I think it's going to happen pretty soon, at least in the next decade, maybe sooner than that. The frustration level is bubbling over like a busted sprinkler. You know, when they shoot open, they're like geysers. It's like a geyser across this country. Almost anyone you run into, they're saying now, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Something has to change here. There's no fertile way of thought. There's no cooperation where it makes sense. I just don't get it. I wouldn't want that job. I wouldn't want to be on the Hill right now because I couldn't take it. I couldn't take the constant meetings that go round and round and nothing really, you know, comes out of it. I couldn't do it. It would be beyond frustrating for me. And I'm sure for some of the people that are in Washington, it's probably beyond frustrating for them as well. So coming up this weekend, it's interesting in saying and talking about all this stuff, and we look at 2012, the Texas governor, Rick Perry, I think for sure is going to run. He's being talked into it. So you have Michelle Bachmann, who has had a few pops along the way where she's spiked up in polls or whatever. Now she's got a real challenge with Rick Perry because he can certainly pull people out. And Texas is a big state with a lot of votes. So there are certain Republicans who are just going to have to get out of the way, and then there's others that are going to duke it out for the nomination. But you have Rick Perry, who hasn't officially said he's running, who's going to all the key spots from South Carolina to New Hampshire and to Iowa. So he gets this game. He gets the strategy, and he's milking it for all it's worth, I think, at the right time. Yeah. Who is the most hated person in America? Do you know they have a poll for that? First of all, wait till you see the names on the poll, but we'll see if you agree with the choice of who the most hated person is. When push comes to shove, not somebody just gets under your skin, can't stand to see their 15 minutes or plus of fame in the reality sense, but flat out, this is the hands down most hated person in America. Who could it be? We're going to tell you next.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
All right, I happened to catch this on Reuters today, and I thought that I would pass it on to all of you, America. And I'm going to do that in just a second about who the most hated person is. Remember that Keith Olbermann? He used to do that on his MSNBC show. What happened with Keith Olbermann? He's making like $11 million, so he didn't get to take a pay cut to go to Current TV. I've never even seen Current TV. It's that Al Gore production, but it exists, and he's on it. So he just lost the MSNBC platform, I guess. All right, one of the things that we just talked about here is what you thought might have happened in that Chinook and bringing the helicopter down. And in fact, was there information that was out there as to who was on this helicopter, that there were members of the Navy Team 6? That was the group, some of the guys that brought down Osama bin Laden, which I believe there's something more to that. And I've squeezed every possible source that I could possibly think of, and nothing's coming out yet at this point. Jack Alexander, our pal down under, said, through the miracle of pal talk, I still think one or more of the Afghani soldiers was a Taliban sympathizer and was wearing a bomb vest. So he thinks that someone was on that helicopter, poof, hit the bomb, and that's it, blows it up. And, of course, we're not going to get that info. It'd be easy to cover that up and just make it become something else. If I were a big conspiracy person, I might think that. And trust me, I believe there's some conspiracies out there, and I think there are things that are covered up. Transparency does not exist. The idea that we have transparency, when it's convenient, there's transparency. Or when something gets broken wide open and there's no way to deny it, then we have transparency, right? All right, Jack also threw in his two cents on this one, saying who's the most hated person. He says, as hardcore right as he is, that Obama should be on the top of the list, but I'm guessing it will be either Casey Anthony or Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin is like Hillary Clinton. People either love Sarah Palin or they don't like Sarah Palin. There's no in between. There's no gray area with either one of those two women, which makes them successful, though. Because if you elicit response, even if it's negative, you're tripping some switches out there. Usually that person is somebody who's successful. Jack is right. Casey Anthony is the most hated person in America. This is according to a poll. I like this group. It's the ePoll Market Research that came up with this. Casey Anthony, we all know this, right? Found not guilty of murdering her two-year-old daughter, Kaylee. And they track all this stuff, the public perceptions of celebrities. And there's a long list. Think of the people, the O.J. Simpsons of the world, Octomom, Natalie Suleiman. Of course, she would be on the list. And she's on this list, though. I mean, just beyond everything. Because millions of Americans watched that trial. A lot of Americans were watching the trial, or at least at night when they plopped down, they were flipping around, getting some snippets of news. It was about her. I mean, she was, I don't know what the ratio is, but if I did numbers on it, I guarantee dominating the headlines probably 87% of the time, some crazy number. Maybe not quite 90, but definitely in the high 80s. So the e-poll showed that for the first week of August, 53% of the people questioned were aware of Casey Anthony, wow, her story, and 95% of the people disliked her. See, that goes against this audience, because a lot of people in this audience called up and we said, what do you think about the verdict? Was this fair or foul? And while many of you thought, oh, absolutely disgraceful, and yes, it was circumstantial evidence and all this stuff, a lot of you thought, you know, hey, they did not convict her of that crime, and maybe they shot too high, the prosecution, but she wasn't convicted of it, and maybe she didn't do it. I just had this conversation with somebody over the weekend who felt the same way, that she wasn't convicted of it, so she didn't do it. She most likely didn't do it. So none of you would fall into that category. She was also considered creepy by 57% of those questioned and cold by 60% of the people who responded. And this poll, they really sample a lot of people, a wide swath. So I kind of like this one. And where she is, that's what I want to know. Where's Casey Anthony? Trust me, people are trying to find out. You'll see if the trashy tabloids, they'll have, I swear it's her lookalikes, you'll see them on the front of it. And, on the front of their newspapers and whatever. And it's not her, it's some lookalike or whatever. What's interesting is in the wake of everything that's happened, the defense team, her defense team, which was from the state of Florida, of course, public defenders, that defense team has billed the state over $147,000. And for as much as people are saying they hate her, that she's the most hated person, the Casey Anthony merchandise, different things, are just booming online, apparently. Booming. So people can't get enough of Casey Anthony. What does that say? That we're like a nation of rubberneckers? I don't know. But it's a wild success. And why am I not surprised by that? For example, they've got all kinds of things. They've got, I was looking this up earlier. There's a mask on eBay of her, a Halloween mask. And I bet you that's going to be mass produced. So probably that's going to be one of the things that you might notice at Halloween. Ooh, that seems a little twisted, doesn't it? But she's infamous. She's notorious. Besides that, there were T-shirts, of course, that were very big business and that are becoming big business that are being sold online. There's also a Casey Anthony necklace. There's also, when I talked about the T-shirts, there's a T-shirt that says, Florida loves murderers, just ask Casey and OJ. Oh, that's terrible. And I wonder if that's one of those T-shirts. Remember when there were a couple of people that went on to flights, like Southwestern flights, and they had suggestive things on T-shirts, and there was twice this happened, and they were asked to deplane because they didn't like what the shirt said. The flight attendants, and then it became a big to-do. It happened two different times. The craziest thing that I could find that was, and I'm sure there's probably more, but the craziest thing that I could find online of Casey Anthony's was the yearbook from seventh grade, and the bid for the yearbook was up to $400. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. Somebody wants a yearbook with her in it? Her senior high yearbook? I don't get it. What are they opening? Some kind of a museum? Of what? And then, like I think I mentioned, also the jewelry thing is big. There is a bottle cap style necklace that has a photograph of Casey Anthony and the word guilty is on it. And that's being sold on Etsy.com. I think that's how you say it. And they're saying that part of the money will go, and this is kind of a twisted thing, too. I don't know if they're just saying this, but part of the money is going to go to UNICEF. Wow. And then, of course, there's also a bracelet that's got Justice for Kaylee written on it. That's not so bad, huh? All right, quickly, without further ado, because so many in America think that Casey Anthony got away with it, we never threw her in the dungeon, so let's open that dungeon, Donovan Madsen, and throw her in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah. She didn't, she was not convicted, so now she's in hiding somewhere, but if you're considered to be the most hated person in America, well, there's not too many places you can hang. You definitely have to be way, way, way out of sight.